This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. So glad you're joining us here in midday. So we talked about this earlier in the show, but I'm going to take a bit of a different angle on it this time. There is a story out right now that you can see on KCTV5. It talks about the illegality of Christmas cheer when it comes to your car. What could possibly be illegal about using your car as a Christmas tree on all fours, or I meant on four wheels, is what I meant to say. Well, this. Apparently, according to the story, drivers in the Kansas City area on both Kansas and Missouri sides have increasingly been decking their cars out with holiday lights this time of year as battery-operated LED systems and things like that become easier to get and more popular. What looks festive, though, often runs afoul of state law. According to former Kansas Highway Patrol Trooper Ben, Christmas-style lights, adding them to a car, can lead to being pulled over and ticketed because many of those lights violate requirements for color, brightness, and visibility on moving vehicles. In Missouri, police are similarly blunt. Only vehicles in a permitted parade or parked on private property may be lit up. Driving around with twinkle lights blazing is a non-starter. As one police officer put it, Missouri law is pretty specific on the number of lights, the colors, and the height requirement on the vehicle. So cars and trucks that really light up the roads with Christmas spirit, they say, are hard to ignore. So you're not supposed to put Christmas lights on your car because, one, it could be a distraction. Two, it can make people think that it's an emergency vehicle, which I think is ridiculous. We talked about this earlier in the show, and we had a caller named Bobby who called in to say that his uncle used to do this. To Bobby in Liberty. Hey, Bobby.
How you doing?
Fantastic. What do you have to say about this, Bobby?
So I've got a weird story. It has nothing to do with Missouri, but as a kid, I lived in New Jersey and had an uncle who was a maintenance man, and he would hoard money and buy old cars. And one of these old cars that he bought was a limousine. It was white, and he fixed it all up and decked it out with Christmas lights and would put a Santa suit on, dress up, and my cousins and I would dress as elves, and another family member would drive, and he would dress as Santa and sit on top of this thing, and we would go through different areas of, like, New Jersey or New York City that were less fortunate, and he would hand out, like, dollar gifts. Many times we were driving down the road, cars would be pulling over and splaying And letting us pass through thinking it was an emergency vehicle. So I think it's kind of...
Okay.
Well, I remember as a kid being like, how did we get through all of that? And my uncle's like, just relax.
Just roll with it. It's working out for us. Okay, so maybe it does happen occasionally. All right, so here's my question. Who's that uncle in your life? Bobby has the uncle who went nuts, would not insane literally, but just was nuts for Christmas. Decorate his truck, drive around, handing out gifts, playing Santa Claus. Who was that, who is that in your life? Who is the most Christmas-based person in your life? And what do they do? 913-586-7798. You can just text it in. Quentin, you said the most Quentin Christmas-based person in your life is like also incredibly annoying.
Oh yeah, she's an angry
and not a good person.
No, she's an awful human being.
Okay, what? I mean, you don't need to say who she is specifically, but what does she do to make her Christmas based?
Oh, she, you know, this is when I was working at the animal hospital. She would decorate the lobby. She would decorate the downstairs. She had like an infinite amount of ugly Christmas sweaters that she would wear all the time. Just like, it's like if Christmas vomited on a person, it would be this person. But she was also just like a mean woman who. You know, if you didn't do everything in her specific, we've all had managers like this that love to micromanage and that their way is the best way. If you don't do everything exactly like them, then you're wrong. So she's just a mean woman. And
so she was a combination of Scrooge and Buddy the Elf,
I guess. Yeah. Okay. The only thing she liked in life was Christmas.
Which is weird. Like, why do you think somebody like that, who had such a negative attitude usually and was such a micromanager, why would somebody like that love? Because Christmas, the spirit of Christmas is being goofy and loose. Like it's about not being uptight, isn't it? I think it is.
I don't know. Just overcompensating for something.
But it does. What you're saying makes sense, though, because we've all met that person that's really annoying about Christmas. But maybe it's just some way they can force other people. Maybe it's the routine of it that they like more than anything. So they can force people to accept that routine. Like it's less about fun and more about, no, we do this. It's December 13th.
Yeah.
That means that we make eggnog.
Right.
Yeah. From the text line, my sister-in-law is basically Mrs. Claus. She starts playing Christmas music on November 1st, has a different themed tree in every room, and bakes so many cookies. She has a Google spreadsheet for who gets what. See, that's sweet. That's nice. I think that's perfectly fine and reasonable.
Outside the November 1st Christmas music.
That's a little too early
for
me.
Even if you're really into Christmas, that's too early.
Finn, my 9-year-old this year, started getting angry after Halloween, seeing Christmas commercials. We're watching football. And he's like, it's not even December. And I was like, okay, like, so what? And he's like, I'm just saying. I was like, well, people need to get their Christmas shopping done now. I don't think it's that bad that they're showing Christmas commercials in November. Now, I will say Christmas music in November is a little bit too bridge too far. Maybe at least past Veterans Day. Like if it's earlier in Veterans Day, that's way too early. Maybe after that. Certainly, my barrier is Thanksgiving. Like Christmas starts after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But my son at 9 years old, after Thanksgiving, Katie started decorating the house. He's like, it's not even December. And she's like, Yes, it's not, but it's the Christmas season. Thanksgiving's over. And he's like, can't we at least wait till Dad's birthday? And I was like, oh, suddenly Dad's birthday means a lot to you, does it? Well, then I'm expecting a lot from you this year if we're putting off decorating the house until after my birthday. My birthday's on December 1st, by the way. Yeah.
I think Finn and I would get along.
I think so, yeah. I think you would.
Loves Minecraft, hates Christmas. Let's go.
By the way, he loves Minecraft because you don't have to be online to play it. That's why he started to love Minecraft, because he can't play Roblox anymore, but he can play Minecraft. From the text line, my dad, he has a Santa suit tailored to fit his beer belly perfectly. What? Shouldn't any Santa suit fit a beer belly?
Yeah, like that's like the whole shit.
That's
shtick.
The whole thing about Santa. Like, yeah. Is there anything more off-putting than a skinny Santa Claus? Don't you just assume that's a burglar, right? Like a skinny Santa Claus, there's something wrong about that, man.
Yeah, like he's scoping for the wet bandits.
Marvin Harry. My dad, he has a Santa suit tailored to fit his beer belly perfectly and spends all of December secretly dropping off presents on porches and denying it, even though we all recognize his handwriting. Aw. See, I don't know how any of this is bothersome to people, but it does. There's people out there like, you're overcompensating for something. You're trying too hard. This is the behavior. This is literally from the text line. This is the behavior of a drunk person. Okay. Drunk on Christmas cheer, which is 190 proof.
Yes. Singing loud for all to hear.
From the text line. I have put dim yellow white lights on my Genesis and haven't gotten pulled over yet. Oh, that's a car. Only driven a few dozen miles through Olathe, though. They're not bright, not flashing, but they cover my whole car. There you go. You can do that. Oh, my computer just died. Fantastic.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. I don't need it to do work. Hold on. I'll just have to pull everything up on the actual desktop.
I can ramble for you.
Yeah, go ahead. Ramble. What do you think? Okay, I'll ask you this, and I'll ask the audience this. 913-586-7798. Does somebody having the Christmas spirit, as it were, does somebody doing the things we just talked about, where they're going out dressed as Santa Claus, having a beer belly Santa Claus suit, dropping off presents on random porches, does that make you suspicious of them that they're overcompensating? Because that's what a lot of people are saying. My fear is that they're just overcompensating for something else. I don't believe that. I don't believe that you're overcompensating if you just enjoy making people happy. And if you are overcompensating and that's how you're dealing with it, good. There's much worse ways to overcompensate for that.
At least you're doing something about it. You know, you realize that from January to October, you're a mean person. But hey, when that November, December rolls around,
sure.
Ooh, man, you're doing something positive for the world. I mean, I guess if you recognize you need to overcompensate, then maybe you could look at the rest of your life. But that's not how that works.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you make New Year's resolutions. Man, January, good year. The rest of the year, you suck.
Let's see. From the text line, my neighbor across the street, he does a full synchronized light show with music you can tune into on your radio. Cars line up every night. He even hands out hot chocolate on weekends like it's a drive-through North Pole.
Yeah, I don't have a problem.
Have a problem with living next to that.
All right. Sound like the Leawood Overland Park people.
I mean, I'm sorry. It would get annoying. I'm not saying I would hate it. You know what? Here's the deal. And I feel the same way about Leawood. You're referencing them not wanting the Royal Stadium built at 119th at Knoll. That's being proposed. It's not even happening necessarily, but they're so terrified that it will. They're having town meetings about it already. I think very similar to them. In principle, it seems like it would be annoying. I think after you get used to it, it'd be fine. You know what I mean? Because what I said this yesterday, and I should have followed up on it. We moved next to a high school when we moved to South Overland Park. On Friday nights, there's football games there, and it's very loud. Do you know how many times it's bothered me? Once. That's it. It's bothered me one time. And then after that, I was like, oh, it's Friday night. I'm just going to go. Because it's louder upstairs in the house than it is if I'm downstairs for whatever reason. So I just go, oh, it's Friday night. I'll just be downstairs.
It has the same vibe of you complaining that a new park was put, you know, behind two blocks behind you, and you can hear the kids screaming Saturday afternoon.
I heard children laughing. Yeah. I bet they're laughing at me. You're like a Rolling Stones song. My mom is pure Christmas energy. She wraps even the smallest stocking stuffers up, insists we all wear matching pajamas, and cries every year during Silent Night. Okay, it's a little much. Here's where it gets annoying. I just realized it. It's when you can't just celebrate it as an individual.
You have to drag everybody
else into it. Yeah, where you can't just celebrate it as an individual, you have to drag everyone else into it. Last week, Katie and I, because we had the holiday party for Odyssey Friday night, and then we were going to the game Sunday, on Saturday, we were like, we've done enough this weekend. Like, why don't we just sit home, get some drinks, and watch Christmas movies? And she's like, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, let's do that. So around like 3 o'clock, we got lunch and we made some drinks and we're sitting there watching Christmas movies. And when the kids would come through the room, she would try to wrangle them into it. Like, hey, you want to watch Christmas movies with us? No, I'm good. No, I'm fine. No, I'm okay. And she was getting upset about it. And I was like, Katie, this can be our thing. Like, we get drunk on Saturdays and watch Christmas movies while the kids mill around the house. What's wrong with that? That just seems like a great husband-wife relationship that we're having. That seems fantastic.
Sounds like a Miller time to me.
But would have been bad if she's like, no, sit down. We're watching Home Alone. Like, that would have been a little bit too much. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where it becomes bad. I don't, and I will agree with that. I don't mind Christmas cheer. I don't mind somebody baking cookies. I don't mind somebody dressing up like Santa Claus. But don't expect me to be your elf. Don't expect me to do everything with you.
Yeah, and then, like, not only that, but then getting upset when, like, I'm not sharing the same vibe as you.
Yeah.
I think that's where, because then you blame me for your sadness, and it's like, you're the one pushing this onto me.
Well, the way I look at it is, with that, is it just makes me appreciate what I'm doing even more. Like, oh, they're so screwed up in their own little heads, they can't appreciate a good Christmas movie right now. That's fine. It means more to me then. Maybe it's just a scarcity issue that I have, but it's more like, oh, more for me. Good. I don't need to share this with anybody. It's me watching. By the way, I've gotten into a thing lately where I'm not even just watching the Christmas movies that everyone watches, like the Home Alones, the Grinch, It's a Wonderful Life.
Christmas Vacation.
I'm dipping into weird stuff. Like, I watched a movie with Robert Mitchum. I will throw this out to the text line and nobody's going to know what I'm talking about. A movie with Robert Mitchum and Janet Leigh from 1949 called Holiday Affair, where Robert Mitchum, who is, he played the rapist in Cape Fear, always played like a dirtbag in movies, plays a toy salesman who Janet Leigh gets fired. And then he basically, and this is in a sweet way, he's basically stalking her family. And he broke into their house so that their kid could have a train for Christmas. But it's all like loving, and because he's handsome, and she, and at one point he causes a fight in the family by going over there for dinner. They get into a big fight. And then he goes, hey, I'm going to leave, but can I say goodbye to Timmy before I leave? And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. Go into my son's room, guy I just met, and talk to my son for 10 minutes. It's the weirdest movie, but I loved it. I loved every second of it.
Description of this movie.
Read the description.
It's creepy.
Yeah, what's the description? Go ahead.
Charming seasonal clerk Stephen Mason catches beautiful Connie Ettis in a fraudulent shopping scheme during the busy Christmas rush. But when he discovers that Ennis is a war widow and a single mother, Mason takes pity on her and can't bring himself to turn her in. His supervisor takes notice and fires him on the spot. Mason brings Connie and her young son, Timmy, and may compliment her plans to marry boring nice guy.
Yeah, right. Literally, it was she's dating a dude that's great, but not good enough. He's not Robert Mitchum because he doesn't have dreams. He's just a successful lawyer who will take care of her and her child. She'd rather be with Robert Mitchum, who can't hold down a job.
Is this the first Hallmark movie?
It's very, yes, it's very Hallmark. And by the way, look at the poster for it. It looks creepy. Like the poster is him like grabbing her by the elbow. Yeah, it looks like he's taking her hostage. But it's great. I loved it. Great Christmas movie. 913-586-7798. Coming up next, we need to talk to Quentin about a data center in Independence. I'm going to do a little thing called Quentin's Corner. He found the story this morning, and I'm going to let you set it up. We'll talk about it. Why is Independence against this data center? We'll talk about it next time of day.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, happy Wednesday, everybody. Earlier today, Quentin came to me with a story out of Independence about a data center. And I love this. And this is, I'm glad Missouri seems to be taking the initiative on this, opposing these god-awful data centers that are basically, I don't know how to phrase this better, a sign that the Gilded Age is back. So go ahead, Quentin, what's going on?
Okay, so this story's out of Fox 4 that there is a 398-acre lot underdeveloped for a project to build a data center near Little Blue Parkway. Construction has already started on the site, but there's some pushback on it from local residents. It is being built by a Dutch firm. I don't know how to say it. N-E-B-I-U-S? Nibus? Is that how you say? Yeah. I don't know. It's Dutch. Who cares?
Nubith.
They're just coming to play soccer here.
Yeah.
But the reason there's pushback is something that we've seen all around the country, is that when these data centers are built, they significantly increase both your water bill and your electricity bill.
Yeah, because they get, as far as their electricity are concerned, they get tax breaks that they don't have to. They don't have to worry about their electricity bill going up because, for some reason, local governments go, "Hey, no, you're bringing a bunch of jobs here," even though these data centers are literally being built to put people out of jobs.
Right.
Which is the whole point of AI, is to kill jobs. But they're being built to kill jobs. On top of that, they then get a tax break in your electricity bill, but because they use so much of it, it causes the rates to go up for everybody in the area.
Right.
Which means your electricity bill, which I would ask you guys to weigh in on that, probably already pretty high, and getting higher is going to be even worse if this gets built in Independence.
So I have some numbers here. A study from Bloomberg done in September 29th, so just a couple months ago. Wholesale electricity costs are up as much as 267%.
Good God.
More than it was 5 years ago. Near data centers.
Yeah.
So all of the increased electricity being used is just being pushed on to other consumers in the area. Now, I brought up water as well, because what people don't know is that in order to keep these computers cool, if you've ever had a laptop and you've been using it for a while and you have it on your lap, you know that these computers get very hot because of all the processing power that it needs. So if you take that and just multiply it by an entire building, like I said, 360-some acres, full of nothing but computers, it's going to get very hot. And the fastest way, the most efficient way to keep those cool is to literally run pipes of water near the computers to just suck out a lot of that energy. It's how geothermal energy works. Mm-hmm. It's the same principle. Just run energy by, or run the water by it, and the water will pull the
hot. Is that the same, like, if you have a gaming computer that's water-cooled?
Yeah, water
it's that
cooled.
Same principle?
It's the same principle. It just, the water will pull the heat out of the computers, and then you just run it through, and, you know, you dump that water back into either a river, or you put it back in the municipal water system.
Right.
So large centers can consume up to 5 million gallons of water per day, which is the equivalent of a town for about 50,000 people.
Okay. That's horrible.
Which, same thing from the electricity point to the water standpoint. There's only so much water, and in order to compensate for new infrastructure being built or just having to pull in more water, that cost is going to be pushed upon you. Not including the fact that there is only a certain amount of water in the area. Now, we're lucky to have the Missouri River and, you know, some aquifers, but that's going to increase your water bill as well.
I'll just ask this. Why does AI use so much more power than Google? You know what I mean? Like, why are these data centers being built everywhere for AI? Which, because I've used ChatGPT for stuff, I've used Gemini for stuff. And you know what it basically is? Just somebody Googling stuff for me. That's 99% of what I've used it for is just that. So why is that taking up more electricity than just me Googling it?
Because it's always running even when nobody's using it. Because these machines, we're on like ChatGPT-5 now.
Yeah.
Because these machines are constantly learning. So even if nobody uses it,
it's still running.
It's still running because these companies are constantly teaching and are constantly training these AI centers. And so even when you're not actually using it, if nobody uses ChatGPT or any of the other AI, Gemini, whatever, all the other ones that are out there, these things are still running because they're trying to learn and they're trying to become the best, because whoever becomes the best, hypothetically, mm-hmm. is going to get the most of the market share whenever these AI allegedly become fully developed.
Isn't it funny? I remember a couple of years ago, Elon Musk going, no, AI is really bad. It's going to lead to massive job layoffs. It's only being done for the cynical reason of replacing human beings, blah, 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 blah. And then he turned around and was like, oh, yeah, we have AI now. We have X. We have Grok. We have AI. And it was like, I guess at a certain point he was like, well, if you can't beat him, join him. Like, you know what? I know it's wrong on principle, but I'm not going to be the guy who loses money because of this. So this isn't the first time, though, because Independence is pushing back against this. And by the way, it will raise energy rates for everybody. It's not just Independence. It will raise rates for everybody in the area.
Everybody that uses Evergy.
We'll have our rates. We're already seeing it because of the Panasonic plant that was built. We're already seeing our energy rates raised up. But St. Charles, which is just west of Missouri, pretty affluent area, like a nicer area. It'd be like the most similar I could think to as far as, I might be wrong on this, but I would say it's like the Johnson County of St. Louis. It's the nicer area of St. Louis. They push back against us.
It's interesting because there are counties all over the country that are starting to push back on this.
Yeah.
St. Charles County was the first place in the country to put a one-year moratorium on a bill that would build a data center.
That's awesome.
So there are success rates about it, and this came across my timeline because there's a county in North Carolina, it's one of the poorest counties in the country, and there was going to be a data center built there, and they pushed back, and they're fighting for a one-year moratorium, citing the bill that was passed in St. Charles County.
Wow.
So this is starting to become, it's not just an affluent thing. When we were talking about this, this is
also... Yeah, this isn't just NIMBY.
Right.
Yeah.
It's also one of the poorest counties in the country is also saying, hey, this is not something that we want in our area. And we've seen countless stories around the story. There's up in Minnesota... There's a county whose water aquifers are being depleted because they take up so much water in order to keep these computers cool.
It's somebody on the text line pointed out, and it won't be people from Independence getting jobs either.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And the thing about these data centers is they say that it will bring in 125 jobs. To me, that seems very misleading. Is it 125 construction jobs and then that's it? Because while construction jobs are good for the people in the business, once it's built, you no longer have jobs there, right?
Yeah.
Now, obviously, I'm not against building new things, but when you build the data center, you're not going to have people working inside the data center. If there's ever a tech problem, you're going to have some remote person sitting in an office. I mean, this is a Dutch company, so probably somebody sitting in the Netherlands who is going to be working on it.
Yeah.
And it's just extremely misleading to say that this is going to create jobs. I just don't think that these – we've talked a lot about the problems with AI, the problems that I have, the problems that you have. I don't see this working out for people. And then to convince an entire metropolitan area that, hey, this is a good thing for you because a tech company is going to come in and build a big building – it's just, it's not good for any of us who pay our electric bill.
Well, some people on the text line have said that Independence has power and light, or they use whatever. It doesn't matter. Your rates are going to go up regardless of where this is put in, because the electricity rates are going to go up if you're on that system, if you're on their grid, that's going to cost you. And what's so frustrating about this to me is the people who are for this kind of crap are for socialism. Like, it's the people claiming they'll be the most, I'm a capitalist, I'm a Reaganaut, I watch Wall Street and pull down my pants whenever Michael Douglas gives the greed is good speech. Yeah, data centers are awesome. Well, you're in favor of the citizens of an area taking the brunt of the cost, the operating cost of a company. If you're for capitalism, you should not be okay with this kind of thing. It, just the same as Amazon not paying a damn cent on taxes when they use our roads, which we create with our taxpayer money, to deliver their crap. They don't turn around and then help out paying for those roads. It all goes to them. To be fair, that's not even socialism. That's communism. That's communism, where it's all inflated towards one group.
You are socializing the losses and privatizing the gains. That's what you're doing.
You know what? You know what I like about you?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I say something for like a minute and a half, and then you say something for 10 seconds that makes a lot more sense. Yeah. Exactly. You're socializing the losses and privatizing the gains. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. So hopefully independence is successful in stopping this because it is absolute garbage. Coming up, we're going to do a little bit called Clip Crap. What I'm going to do is just play some random audio that's funny or goofy or news related. For instance, Santa Claus is coming to town, right? Heard the song. Heard the Bruce Springsteen version of the song, right? Oh, everybody loves it. The Jackson 5 version. Here, I'm going to play you a version from a 90s band that you would never guess would be happy and be full of the spirit of Christmas. But I'm going to play it for you next, and it's going to be stuck in your head. It's next on Midday. All right, so we're going to do a little bit called Clip Crap, where I'm going to play you random audio. Can I just say something about Santa Claus is Coming to Town and why that version, the Jackson 5 version, and the Bruce Springsteen version are awesome? Can you play it again real quick? Just the part you just played. Sorry, I should have told you about this before we came on air. It's that hit. It's that hesitant beat. I love that. It's that, because it's not Santa Claus is coming to town. It's like a deep breath. And then you get to Santa Claus is coming to town. There's just something about that that gets me every time, and I love it. All right. So there is, I don't know if he's just on Instagram. I know that's where he gets most of his views, but there's a person who makes videos for a page or whatever on Instagram called There I Ruined It, where he just makes like random mashups of stuff. And he made a version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, sung by the band Radiohead, whose most famous song was Creep.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
He needed to go down there, though.
I'm telling you why.
There, he dropped there. That was good. Chicken it twice. The sleigh balls. I didn't get that the first time. Chicka chick. All right, that's 2 minutes. I can't keep playing it, but that was so good.
I don't like it when he says I've been naughty. I don't that makes me very uncomfortable.
So very naughty.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I was realizing though, you could do that with, I could probably do that with a different song. I could do that with Smells Like Teen Spirit. Hold on. You'd better watch out. Better not cry, because yeah, that's not hard. You can do that with any song.
You gotta like almost flat tone it and break it up.
Yeah, hold on. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if I can do this live on air.
Live
sure,
on
why
air.
Not? Why not?
This is great radio.
It, you know what?
I mean, eventually it'll be great radio.
People in anticipation is what it does, Quentin. All right, hold on. You better. I can't do it now. I can't do it. I choked. You'd better watch out. I can't remember the words to Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That's a problem. You'd better watch out. You'd better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. There, yeah, that works. Yeah, you can do that with any song.
Yeah, it's like I was back in fifth grade watching my little brother sing a song. It's good.
Just try my best. Why? Why the fifth grade? What are you talking about?
I don't know. Well, because my brother was like 3 years younger than me.
Oh, okay.
So I don't have kids. I can't be like, it's like I was watching my kids.
All right. Speaking of kids and speaking of being annoyed by them, In-N-Out Burger, which is a West Coast, mostly California-based burger chain, has removed the number 67 from its ordering system. Why?
Right.
Because this has been happening too much.
Rocket 67.
Because
we have taken 67 out of our system, so whenever we're taking orders, it goes 66 to 68. Because of people like you.
Because kids are dumb, and when they hear 67, they'll just play it again.
Rocket 67.
God help us.
That guy played into it, though.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't.
Because there's a reason, if it's order 67, to say 67. You would say it's order 67. That guy was enjoying it.
Yeah.
Just like
what was up.
You wouldn't say the Chiefs right now, their record is 6-7. You would say their record is 6-7.
Yeah. You would say the Chiefs record is bad.
You would say, what the hell happened? I've expressed this thought many times on air, but every time I express it, I feel a little more comfortable with it. So just bear with me. I really feel like what's going on with the Chiefs right now, because so many people are like, what? It's a scheme. Yeah, the scheme sucks. Yeah, it's outdated. Andy Reid needs to hire a different offensive coordinator to give him some fresh ideas. Okay, that's fine. The wide receivers aren't fighting for separation. They're not doing it. They're giving up on routes. You just go look at the All-22. You can see all that. But more than anything, what's going on is they went to 3 Super Bowls in a row and they're tired. They're exhausted mentally. So they're not going to be that good this year. And I said this last year. I said, if the Chiefs three-peat, then they should just take the next year off. And that because they didn't three-peat, they did half of what I said they should do. They still played, but they're taking the year off. So that's how I look at it. And every time I say it, it rings a little more true for me. I think it's accurate. All right. I don't have time for the last one. It's sad anyway. It's a news story out of New Jersey about a guy who plays Santa Claus being arrested for child pornography. I will say this, though. It is going back to our original topic, people who show Christmas cheer and are very, ostentatious about how much they love Christmas. Maybe sometimes it is a little suspicious. Like maybe you're projecting, you're covering for something.
Yeah, I feel like there was a bell curve.
But at the same time, it is crazy that in this day and age, and I'm not saying I don't do it and I'm not saying I don't encourage it, but it is crazy in this day and age that we're like, hey, let's pay a stranger to let our kids sit on his lap and then take pictures. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying that it's crazy in our paranoid nutcase world where literally, I think this is awesome, at Town Center, they're having a low sensory Santa Claus visit where you can take your kids there. And if they're easily triggered by, you know, a lot of bright lights and loud noises and things like that, don't worry about it because it's going to be like really calm and complacent. I think they're doing it this weekend. Sounds awesome. We're doing that. But still, like, hey, go sit on that strange man's lap. That's fine. And it is fine. It is fine. But also, it's crazy that we put up with it. Make sense? All right. Coming up, more than 1 in 7 Americans have more than one Christmas tree. How many do you have in your house? That's next on Midday. Okay, is this Fall Out Boy or Panic at the Disco? Fall Out Boy doing the Feels Like Christmas from Muppet Christmas Carol? Yeah, that's good. We're going to do a list on Friday. We're actually going to do it in the 1 o'clock hour, do it a little bit differently this week since it's just me and Quentin. Actually, I'm going to have my friend Kate come in, who used to be on the evening show all the time with us. And we're going to do a list of the best Christmas movie villains. So if you have a suggestion for that, get them in now, 913-586-7798. Who is the best Christmas movie villain of all time? Who would it be from The Muppet Christmas Carol? I mean, Scrooge is obviously it, but the whole story is about him not being a villain anymore. And also, he's not a great villain because you kind of feel bad for him.
Leave it to the Muppets to make me feel bad for the rich guy.
I would say his nephew. I hated that kid. The one that's always, the one that's like, right, Uncle, well, I'll keep Christmas in my way and you keep it in yours. I understand why you wouldn't want to go to that guy's house. That guy sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's too British. That was my problem with him.
I mean, really the whole country. Well, part of it, I guess. Basically London.
Was it the best Christmas version of A Christmas Carol?
I like the Jim Muppet Carrey one.
You're wrong. Wow. Your generation is lost. No, the Muppet Christmas Carol is easily the best. All right. Real quick. There's a study that came out that said 1 in 7 Americans have more than one Christmas tree in their house, meaning not just like a tree that they put out and then like a little tree. They have two different trees that they have decorated in different parts of their houses for Christmas. I would argue that that implies that 1 in 7 people have too much space in their house. Is that fair or is that mean? I don't want to poo-poo anybody's traditions. Actually, I think my mom might have two. She has one upstairs, one downstairs, and she doesn't have a big house. So no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong.
I think that's the quickest you've ever gone back.
Well, if I can immediately think that my mom does something, then it can't be a bad thing.
Well, when we were kids growing up, our tradition was every year we got a new Christmas ornament.
Mm-hmm.
And so it got to the point where we were pretty much like, we probably need two Christmas. Like we started to, all the ones we made in kindergarten was like, well, this one can just stay in the box forever now.
You better not pout. You better. I'm going to do that tomorrow. I'm bringing in a version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town by Nirvana. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to work on it all night, not get anything done. So tomorrow's going to be weird. Dan and Parks is up next. Enjoy that. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Love you guys. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.